When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this very special episode of Come for Supper, the Stay Home Edition. I'm Alexandra Dudley, food writer, podcaster and serial dinner party host. But like most of us, I've been spending a lot more time at home and a lot more time in my kitchen. And it's made me wonder, what's everyone else up to? For the next few weeks, we'll be going into the homes, virtually of course, of some of my favourite cooks, creatives, writers and photographers to find out how they're spending their time during a global pandemic. TV tips, must-read books and store cupboard recipes that will hopefully inspire some of us to have a little more fun while staying at home. I hope you enjoy this episode and thanks for listening. So today I'm joined by one of my great friends who is also a cook and author. She's also a cafe owner and a wellness consultant specializing in Ayurveda. It's Meera Manick. How are you, Meera?
Yeah, it's so good to see you after so long, Alex.
I know. I mean, I feel like I've seen quite a few people doing this, but yeah. I'm ready for seeing people in real life, gotta say. So just quickly, can you explain a little bit more to the listeners about perhaps what you'd normally be doing on a Wednesday afternoon?
And so normally on a Wednesday afternoon, I would be working. I feel like every day is the same as the next. But when it's sunny, I try to sit outside and read a book for like half an hour in the afternoon because I love the sun and it's been amazing. Yesterday afternoon, I sat outside for like half an hour in the afternoon or in the morning even. And at 11 o'clock, I usually do an Insta Live with somebody in wellness talking about whatever it is. So today it's with an osteopath. On Friday, it's with a juice someone who used to be called Juice Master, called Jason Bale. So I do it on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, but I've now made that Wednesday and Friday only. So it kind of was getting too much. So it's an Insta Live at 11 o'clock chai time. So that's basically how my day goes. And I'm studying a little bit right now as well. So I just kind of use my time doing that and catching up on emails and that sort of thing.
Do you think you've adjusted to lockdown quite well then? I think we thought that everybody would find it really difficult, but I think that actually a lot of people have found it easier than they thought, or they found it beneficial. Do you think you've found it kind of useful in some ways?
I've really settled into it. I think it took me 2 weeks of resistance. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And I was going through a bit of change as well. I was meant to go to Bali and I had to cancel that. So I was a bit annoyed because I was really looking forward to this trip. So all of that was going to happen and I've sort of settled into it. I'm really enjoying going for walks and, you know, doing my own work. And I feel like these different paces made me realize that I was running around doing so many things, but actually didn't need to be doing half those things. And actually I am really getting a lot out of this time. But at the same time, there are those days when I'm not doing enough and I feel a bit like, oh, I wish I could have done more today. But then I'm just like, you know what? I've just got to let it go because actually those days in a normal day-to-day life, I would have been doing so many other things, which I'm not doing now. So I'm liking it.
So you mentioned walks and you mentioned your great chai series. Have there been any other kind of rituals or routines that you feel have helped through lockdown?
I really think eating at home has helped me a lot because I've been eating very healthy. And yes, obviously now and again, I'll have a not so healthy snack and indulge. But actually, I've been quite good with my food and eating at home has really helped my digestion. That's generally what I suffer from. I suffer from like eating, you know, having bread or eating out, or those things really affect my digestion. That really affects my mood. So on a weekly basis, when I'm out and about, I'll be affected by those things. But actually right now, it's been really good for my body to be at home and cook for myself and know what's going into the food. So I think that ritual of cooking at home has really helped, and just including spices and everything. And the other thing is that, you know, I speak about and I've written about using spices and putting them in water and boiling water with them and having that water during the day. But I've not always done it. I've done it when I have time. these days I do that every day. So like I'm having water with cumin seeds or any other seeds, and that just really enhances or helps that sort of process of digestion.
You just boil it with water and then you drink it, what, like a tea?
I normally couldn't let it cool down, fill it up in my bottle and have it warm to cold, as in room temperature, and fill it up in a jug and in a bottle so that I can keep replenishing it. And instead of having normal drinking water, I mean, I'll also top it up with normal drinking water if it runs out. But at least half of the water I'm drinking during the day is basically water which has been boiled with some seeds. And usually it's cumin, fennel. I sometimes put in a little bit of ajwain or carom seeds, which are really, really good for digestion. And you can put in a few others. You can put in coriander. I don't normally put coriander seeds, but you can. It's a very Ayurvedic tea to have. And you can also, like I said, have it as water rather than tea. It just really helps soothe the system. And but all these things really, really help. And, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I would get tired sometimes, or I would feel like I need to go to the gym, but actually have no energy for it. And right now, I feel like all that energy is there. And actually, I can do those things. And I can go for a walk, and I can still feel great. And I used to never run. And I think this lockdown has made me start loving running, which is...
I feel like a lot of people are running. A lot of people. I don't know if a lot of people are loving it, but a lot of people are running. So that's
Well, it took me a while to say I am enjoying it, because actually it got initially when lockdown started, I was like, I hate running. How am I going to do it? And then someone near me, just a friend of mine, actually runs a lot. So I started running and because of him, and I started running with him. And then I just started enjoying it maybe a month later. I didn't really enjoy it initially. And obviously by that time the sun was out and it was feeling a bit better. And I was just like starting to really enjoy it. And now I'm missing my runs because I actually had a slightly swollen ankle 2 days ago. So I've not run for like 3 days and I feel a little bit like, oh, I need to go for that run. And I'm loving it. So I don't know if I'll maintain it, but I hope to, because I'm really like enjoying the outdoors right now.
That's good. So what do you listen to when you run?
Initially, I didn't listen to anything because I actually haven't sorted out my headphones. I just loved like singing, chanting some mantras in my mind. Now I listen to some music sometimes, which I have various playlists on in my book, Prajna. So I listen to one of those. But recently I started listening to various health podcasts. So I've been listening. The last one I heard was probably with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee.
Okay.
His podcast called Feel Better, Live More. And really enjoying that. He was speaking about exercise. And so I was running while he was speaking to somebody, interviewing somebody about exercise. And then he was interviewing somebody else. So I'm really enjoying his podcast. I'm also listening to some other health podcasts in the US. And I'm just really enjoying sort of doing that, because I'm also studying all about the health and studying integrated health, which really sort of marries when listening to podcasts.
Yeah, I need to listen to that. I'm always after podcast recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rangan Chatterjee is just really, really insightful. And I'm not always listening to him. The last run I went on, I was just listening to music. I just needed some energy in that morning.
So I know that Ayurveda can be really useful when dealing with stress. And I think a lot of people have found this a bit of a stressful time. I've definitely found it a bit of a stressful time. Are there any kind of particular remedies or tonics or rituals or kind of elements of those principles that you think can really apply to stress and maybe are really useful for this kind of potentially stressful period for quite a lot of people?
Yeah. So in terms of what helps, I think breath work, something okay. I mean, again, I forgot to mention that ritual. Like I used to do it, but I'm doing a lot more of it now. Just kind of making sure that every morning for 5 or 10 minutes or maybe a bit longer, I do a bit of breath work. So making sure that I sort of have that longer, deeper breath, which puts me into the, you know, there's the sympathetic nervous system, there's the parasympathetic. And usually when you're a bit stressed, you're in the sympathetic and you want to transfer over to something that's rest and relax. And that's the parasympathetic. And so breath work really takes you there quite quickly. And one of the main breaths that I focus on is just elongating the exhale and holding the breath for a few seconds as well, because elongating it really just really calms you down and kind of stops the anxiety. And sometimes it's not my mind that's anxious. I just feel like I wake up with that slight beating heart, which is not normal, or like as if I've had some coffee and I haven't.
I'm feeling.
But not like it's a jittery kind of feeling. And so to calm that down, I usually use that breath. But otherwise, I do other breath work, which is energizing, like the Kapalbhati, where you just focus on the exhale. And I think breath work for me is the thing that I come back to. And that's something that really helps. Yoga is amazing as well. But I just think breath work puts you into that rest and relax mode and takes you from anxiety to calm very quickly, and works on those hormones, if you look at the science behind it.
Okay, interesting. I definitely don't work on breath work enough.
Yeah, it does calm me down. And I think that's something that I learned over the years, something I've written about as well. And I'm going to focus on that more now going forward. And I do a lot of breathwork classes and Kundalini classes for the last 2 years. And I love them. And I'm still trying to continue them once a week right now on Try Yoga website. But also in the evening, if you just make sure, like, you know, not having caffeine too late, of course, but also having I try and have a bedtime tea. A milky sort of thing, because I try and have dinner early, which really helps me, but then I get a little bit hungry, so then I have like almond or oat milk with a little bit of turmeric, a bit of cardamom, and if I'm really feeling awake, then a bit of saffron, because saffron just sort of makes you feel a little bit more relaxed.
I never knew that about saffron. Wow.
Saffron and nutmeg. I just don't have nutmeg right now. Okay. Yeah, but nutmeg is a sleepy sort of spice. And saffron actually helps you feel happier, but also more relaxed. So saffron and nutmeg are good ones for the evening. Turmeric also has that effect, but turmeric has so many other effects. And then you put a pinch of black pepper, because to increase the bioavailability of the turmeric in your body and to absorb it better, you need a bit of that black pepper.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, so saffron nutmeg tea. Saffron nutmeg milky tea before.
Yeah, I mean, my general one is turmeric and cardamom. But then, like I said, if you're feeling like really kind of energized at night, then a bit of saffron nutmeg really, really can help.
Okay.
But these things, they don't work like sleep tablets. They work slowly in your system. And you do need to do other things. Like if you're having a very late dinner, that could be affecting you. Or if you're having a tea at 4 p.m., you may not think that's affecting you, but that could be affecting you. So it works differently for different people.
All things to think about.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're enjoying cooking at home. Have there been any particular lockdown dishes that you're making time and time again, or things that you're particularly enjoying cooking at home?
Yes, I would say a dal now and again, but putting lots of vegetables in there. So making sure I sort of boil those vegetables in advance and then put them into the dal so that I'm having something that's enriching and wholesome and kind of meal. I am really enjoying, I've actually recently discovered edamame fettuccine and spaghetti, and I'm kind of enjoying that with vegetables as well now and again, because I just, you know, it's getting warmer outside and I don't always need like a heavy meal, but I do feel hungry. I'm just trying to fill myself up with a little bit more protein, and I'm vegetarian, so therefore I need all these other sources of protein. And I'm doing some exercise right now. And chai, I'm always making chai for myself. And I'm loving
you make a good chai. I mean, I have to say, you make the best chai I've ever had, for sure.
I would love to be baking more. The problem is that I don't want to have a banana cake or something sitting there in my kitchen so I can nibble on it all the time. I do love and crave a bit of cake, but I just don't want to make a whole cake right now. So as much as I love baking, I'm not doing that right now because I'm really trying to be consciously healthy. But I love baking, and I think it's so amazing. Whenever I go on Instagram and I see somebody's made something, like a baked something, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying for that cookie, or I'm dying for that cake. But I do have the odd thing. Like I do have a little bit of a biscuit here and there, but I generally don't bake it because I feel like I'll just need to make a large batch. And then I'll just have it sitting there in my kitchen. Did you make a cookie recently? Or you made a granola with chocolate.
Yeah, gosh. I mean, I feel like I've made a lot of things with chocolate. I feel like chocolate has been helping me get through lockdown for sure.
Well, somebody gave me granola with chocolate, and I thought of you, and I nibbled all the chocolate immediately.
Off it.
Anyway.
So what about any other recommendations, maybe film, books, television, anything else that you've kind of particularly latched onto?
So film-wise, I feel like once a week I've actually had, mostly once a week, I've watched a really fun rom-com because I love
a rom-com.
So the one that I watched a few weeks ago and I really loved, I was going to tell you about, was the one with Frida Pinto called Wedding Love Repeat, or can't remember now, but yeah, something with Frida Pinto. And it was just so fun. I laughed my head off. And the other thing I've been watching for the last 2 weeks is Michael Jordan series, which is amazing, called The Last Dance.
Okay.
And Netflix. And it's something that I would never have thought of watching. And my friend said, look, I know this is not something you would think of watching, but you will love it. And it's phenomenal. I'm addicted to it. I mean, his perseverance, his sort of ability to stick to that one thing, and how he became what he became is just so inspiring. But also they've made the series like in such a way that you really do get addicted. You want to know what happens next. So,
okay. That's awesome. I'll put that on my list.
And reading, I mean, that's something that bizarrely, I love reading. And I had a list of books I wanted to, well, at least one or two novels I wanted to get through. Funnily enough, I just haven't picked them up, which is really bizarre. But I am reading right now. I'm reading a lot of health books because I'm studying. And I think just because I've been swept up by that and just really focusing on wellness, I've just not picked up a novel. And I love reading. So I don't know why I haven't, but I haven't. So
there's time. That's all the time. just before we finish, if you could be stuck in isolation, perhaps for a week. I used to say isolation period, but I feel like every time I speak to people, people are getting more and more in tune with spending time by themselves. So now I'm limiting this question to perhaps just a week with one other person. who would you have over to kind of spend some time with, and why would you have them around?
That's such a difficult question. I want to give a very profound answer. I'm almost thinking that every other guest you've had has given a really interesting answer. I'm going to say that I'm not alone right now. I'm actually with my parents. Funnily enough, I moved back just before lockdown, but I'm actually really enjoying my own company. And I think I would just do a week alone because, you know, we are bombarded with so many people here and, you know, in real life. And actually, if I was just getting that 1 week, I'd probably do it alone. But at the same time, if I had a new boyfriend, I think that might be fun.
So do you think there's anything you'll take forward from this time that you'll kind of try and carry on into your busy life once we kind of get out of lockdown?
Yes, for sure. I think just being at peace with being at home sometimes. And I've never been at peace being at home. I've always been out and about for some reason. I've always loved just escaping and going out for whatever reason. And I think this time has taught me to value time at home. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've literally never done. I mean, I don't remember the last time I spent, like, I just can't do a day at home. I don't like it. Whatever that home is or looks like. So this is really, I think that's the first thing. And secondly, I just really enjoy walking and running. And I think that's something I definitely want to maintain. Even if gyms come back soon, and even though I love going to the gym, I think the outdoors has done such wonders to my headspace and my mental health and my happiness. I think that's been quite transformational for me. So,
well, brilliant. It's so nice to see your face and to talk to you. I can't wait to see you in real life.
Yeah, so good to see you. And I'm loving all your videos.
Likewise.
Thank you.
So for anybody who isn't already following you and watching your videos, where can people find everything that you're doing, your videos and your recipes? Where can people find all of that?
So my website is miramanic.com and my Instagram is at miramanic. I usually post everything on Instagram. So that's at miramanek. I've got Twitter, which is again miramanic, and I've got Facebook. So all those things, social media and website.
Well, it was so good to speak to you, and thank you so much. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you, Anna. It's lovely to see you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.